Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav Shir's Pansol Unishmasam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Udalef says the rule that anybody who's poirish from the Aveiro of Minus, he right away dies. And if he does tshuva for Minus, he dies. And the Gemara then brings the story of Rabbi Lazar ben Dordio, that he was connected so much to Arias, to Znus, that when he did tshuva, the only way for him for tshuva to work was he died once he cried and he did tshuva. And the Gemara says that that level of Arias is similar to Minus. What is the understanding that these Averis, one cannot do tshuva, one cannot do a complete return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless he dies? So some say, and that's the mashmos of Rav Yonis and Haibishitz in the Aris Tvash, when it comes to explain why Rabbi Lazar ben Dordio died, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on him, like we find in Chanoich, in Sefer Bereishis, that he died in order for him not to go back to do the Aveiro. And according to this, in the Mahalach of the Gemara, it sounds the same thing with Minus. Someone is very, very connected to Minus. The only way he could do tshuva, where he's sure he's not going to go back to it, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him away right away. But this Mahalach, it doesn't fit so much with the flow of the Gemara. Because the lashon of the Gemara is called a peresh mimeno miad mais. Anybody who leaves it dies right away. And according to this, the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on him and allows him to die in order for him not to go back. That's not the posh of pshat in the lashon of the Gemara. So the Maharal in Chiddush HaGadlus here says something niflamoid and explains really the yesoid of tshuva. What is tshuva all about? Tshuva, and this is what Maharal says in a few places in his Sfarim, tshuva is the declaration and the saying that whatever I did, anything wrong that happened, it's not really who I am. It's something besides me. It's something out of me. Me, when I define myself, I'm toif. I'm the true me is something who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramon Shapir, that's how I always used to mention. We mentioned in previous shiurim that we say every morning, Haneshama shasato bi tehoyri, the neshama is pure. And a person has in his body what receives the neshama, that first element that connects to the neshama. And there is what we call today the pintel yid. You have the insight, the spark of Yiddishkeit, where regardless of how Russia is, he still has that connection, has the source where he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though he did so many bad things, he comes and says, all the bad things are the external part of me. It's not who I really am. The Maharal says this is in the word tshuva. Tshuva comes from the Lashon Shav, return. What is Shav? What is the letter Shav? Shin and base. Why shin and base? Because tough means it's the end. Once a person dies, there's no tshuva anymore. So a person has to do tshuva before he gets to the end. That's where you go. And shin, right before death, is still an opportunity to do tshuva. And until where can you go back? You go back until base. Because the aleph always has to be pure. So when a person has aleph, he has aleph which is pure. And then everything else is wrong from base until shin, but he still didn't reach tav, which is the time of miso. He can still do tshuva going from shin back to base, correcting all the shin back to base. That is tshuva loshon shav. But if a person, chalila, ruined his aleph, meaning his whole essence, his whole body in this world is completely disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's nowhere to go back to. You don't have the aleph to go back to. When a person gets to that level, the only way to do tshuva is to completely leave this world. And according to what Rav Moshe used to say, you have to go back to the place of the neshama, neshama shesata b'tehoiri, which belongs to the higher world. Because in this world, there's nothing in this world that connects to his neshama. So the Maharal, when a person is connected to Minus, to complete Kfiro, so that person is completely disconnecting himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, when a person is completely connected to Arias, like the story of Rabbi Lazar ben Dordio, which before he did tshuva, he was so connected that he traveled the whole world to do znus. That was his whole essence. He had no other essence in his life. A person like that cannot do tshuva without completely leaving the world. Because to tshuva means to go back to something. Where do you go back to? And this world, he has nothing. So going back means he's leaving this world and going to the place of the neshama. So comes out, Rabbi Lazar ben Dordio is teaching us this yesoid of tshuva. Tshuva is going back to something. A person does not have where to go back to, he has to go back to the Elyonim. But tshuva is to go back, to connect to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to our true self. And this connects to the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar ben Dordio asked from the Harim Begvois, the mountains, to ask Rachamim for him. Shemayim v'aretz to ask rachamim for him. He asked the mazalus to ask rachamim for him. So both the Yaros Devash, or Yisrael Haibishitz, and also in the Sefer Ein Elio, they both explain that what Rav Lozman endured, he was starting by saying, he's trying to say that maybe it's not his fault they did an Aveiro. Maybe the reason he did the Aveiro is because he has Chomer in him. Chomer refers to the mountains. That's the Chomerus, the material of this world. He said, maybe what caused me to do the Aveiro is because I have my Neshama and Guf, like Shemayim V'aretz, that are a contradiction and a conflict, and they don't work together. Maybe it's because of the Mazel that I was born in. Meaning, Rav Lozman endured you, is trying to say, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not my fault. Maybe the Aveiros are coming because somebody else. So the answer of all these koichas were, we're all going to be misbatel. We're all going to be canceled out. So the same thing we are canceled out, you can cancel us as well. You had the power to be misgaber in us. So it's really you. Ein adavar toli ela bechol. Tshuva is to come and recognize who are you, who is your true self. How the Aveiros are not you. But the only way to recognize that is to know that you're responsible for these Aveiros. There was you that could have stopped it. So you mainly, when you realize that, then you understand, I'm responsible, I take responsibility, now I recognize my true self. This is the story, this is the Mahalach Rav Lozman endured you. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, or wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.